And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast. And we've got James Brennan on the line. G'day, James. How are you?
Hey, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm great. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. And the reason why we're talking to you is because you're part of Renegade Activist and you're all about rebuilding a movement in response to AUKUS.
Yeah, so there, you know, probably a lot of listeners would have heard the AUKUS is the Australian-UK-US New Military Alliance that was announced by leaders of those countries you know, a couple of weeks ago now.
Yes, that's right. And I found, just interestingly enough, I was listening to a very interesting podcast. This is a little bit on the left, a webinar on left field, but it was actually about this new legislation called Identifying and Identify and anyway, it gives the spies basically open slather into looking into people's electronic communications, and in fact, it does things like allows people to put things on people's computers to prevent apparently evil doing. But anyway, it's quite an interesting thing. But what I was going to get at was
part of the AUKUS.
No, what I was actually going to get at was that it came up, the fact that Australia doesn't have a human rights charter means that we unlike the US and the UK, or Europe indeed, we will get to do all the dirty work in any of this collaboration with the US and the UK, it would appear to me.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, in any kind of military discussions, particularly between Australia and the US, that Pine Gap is really central to that. And, you know, the catch-all communications agreement, which means that Pine Gap is able to use its satellites to listen to our conversations and, you know, to use to spy on, you know, neighbouring countries or across this region, as well as playing its role in drone strikes, means that we are, you know, a significant player within the spy and military, you know, playground.
Also the issue of the incredibly undemocratic approach to making this agreement. It's not a treaty, it's an agreement.
Yeah, well, it's possible that that may change, but certainly at the moment it's an agreement. And, you know, the US and Australia obviously have the Anzac Alliance and are part of other agreements and things as well, but I mean, I think in some ways it's been painted as something that was kind of rushed. You know, we saw, you know, some people were waiting the night before of a 7 a.m. announcement, and, you know, I guess there was some concern about what that may indeed be. But it's come out that really, you know, Morrison was in discussions with the US in particular and the UK for over a year to bring out this negotiation. And I think we'll see more and more the kind of developments of what happens, you know, with that. More troops in Darwin, you know, Australia hosting permanent US bases. I think that it's going to be, yeah, the nuclear submarines obviously is a key component of it, but there's a lot more detail that is going to be fleshed out over the next little while.
Also, UN non-proliferation treaty is clearly under threat.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that Australia has refused to sign anyway. And, you know, I guess there's a role here for activists to be talking about, you know, not just the nuclear non-proliferation treaty, but, you know, what's going to happen with the waste from the nuclear reactors on the submarines. You know, where is the uranium going to come from? So, you know, I think there's a key role there as well for workers and trade unions to be able to play a role in, you know, refusing to do some of the work. And, you know, educating its members. You know, I note that the MUA, the ETU and the NTEU have already made a response to the announcement, you know, with concerns about some of the aspects that their workers may be involved in. And I think that, you know, that other unions could take a lead from that as well.
It's really quite sickening to think that the fight has to be fought all over again, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and I think that, I guess, there's multiple issues within that, not just, you know, peace and anti-militarist sort of issues, but the nuclear issue is one that never goes away in Australia. I guess part of that is having 40% of the world's uranium and a government that wants to build the economy on digging up minerals. So it is a campaign that, you know, doesn't kind of go away. You know, Makiti, Jabiluka, these are things that are entrenched in our history, but there is, you know, a really long and proud history of Aboriginal communities fighting back against, you know, uranium being taken out of the ground or indeed stored, and, you know, a history of activists, unions, community groups standing alongside to launch that kind of fight back.
Yeah, yeah, you can never, you can never take your finger off the pulse, because the outcomes and the potential fallout is so severe, isn't it, when it comes to nuclear? Everything becomes a far more critical.
Yeah, and obviously with the submarines, you know, that was the kind of front page sort of part of this deal. We were already had an agreement to get submarines from France, and, you know, that's obviously upset them with this new deal. That you know, they were not nuclear-powered submarines, but they're certainly capable of being converted into that. So it seems like this has long been a plan of the Australian government and military to do that. And, you know, like you're alluding to there, it's a slippery slope once that happens, then going into, you know, nuclear power, nuclear weapons, and becoming a nuclear state.
Well, the thing about it is that Australia's, I'm sure that a lot of people are unaware of how embedded Australia's military and our so-called national defence is suborned by, as we're just really a suburb of America, and that we, when they say jump, we say how high.
I think that, you know, that is certainly true in a lot of aspects, but this, you know, we're watching the press conference that happened for this announcement. It was, you know, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison who spoke first. It was a deal that was seemed heavily in favour of Australia. It was, the press conference was announced at an Australian-friendly sort of media time. And, you know, there is a history of Australian leaders, you know, Billy Hughes, John Howard after September 11, you know, dragging Australia into military conflicts as well. So I think, you know, we're constantly wanting to show to our neighbours that we're, yes, we have a big buddy in the US to help us out, but also, you know, we want to be a dominant force and imperial force in this region as well.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it was quite sick-making to watch Morrison say, our Pacific family. I found that so creepy.
Yeah, if you look at some of the ways that we, you know, treat our neighbours,
yeah,
Papua New Guinea and, you know, West Papua. Yeah, yeah. All of, I mean, there's not many friendly ones that we have a good relationship with, and, you know, even probably our closest ally in the region, New Zealand. There's been pressure on New Zealand leader there, Jacinda Ardern, to come out against the AUKUS agreement. You know, they've said that the submarines will be unable to go through New Zealand waters, but there's been pressure there to make a stronger statement against the deal there.
Mm. And are you implying that with that set-up press conference that and the positioning of Australia, that in actual fact the charm offensive almost that the Americans are employing, I mean, it's a house of cards, that in the sense that if, you know, people, they don't sell the story to Australia and that part of it doesn't work, then potentially the house of cards could fall.
Well, from, you know, from the announcement, it was certainly a deal that was Australian focused. It was about what was happening for Australia. You know, the US had not shared the details of nuclear submarines with any other nations except the UK, I think, you know, around 50 years ago. So it was opening up a different part of the alliance to Australia there. But I mean, I guess there are other details which we're not aware of. You know, what else is Australia committed to with the US? You know, more troops, stationed in Darwin, you know, permanent bases in that kind of area, which can be a launching pad to the rest of Asia. You know, there's been increased satellites built in Pine Gap over the last couple of years. So, you know, we're not kind of sure of what those kind of aspects of the deal are. We do know that there will be more troops. But I think, yeah, it is very much heavily bought upon by Australia. But, you know, it's an alliance that benefits all of the parties.
Yeah, okay. So, but of course, you're part of Renegade Activists, and you want discussion and action, don't you?
Yeah, we've put together an event, and you can go to renegadeactivists.org to find all the details and register there. And, you know, I had an announcement just before on the show, so there's the details there that people can find out. It's happening next Thursday at 7 p.m. On Zoom. And, you know, by having it online, it's a way that activists from across the country are able to gather together. And, you know, we've got speakers that are able to speak on some of the kind of different issues that we've touched on today. Because, you know, as we've kind of had in this discussion, it's a pretty broad agreement and a lot of issues that kind of touch on there. But I think it's a really important time for the anti-nuclear, the peace movement to come together and to share an alliance that, you know, we have worked really well together in the past on these kind of issues, and to really strengthen that, you know, broad appeal to say that there's a lot of people in Australia that don't agree with this alliance and don't agree with the strategy of militarising the country.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, James.
Thanks a lot.
Australia has joined together with their imperial mates from the US and the UK, forming a new military partnership, AUKUS. The Raucous Anti-AUKUS Caucus is bringing together activists from across the country to launch a fight back, and we need you to join us.
Panelists include Scott Ludlam, Guy Rundle, Clinton Fernandez, Felicity Ruby, Tale Mangione, Dimity Hawkins, Jacob Greck and Dave Sweeney. Join us online on Thursday the 7th of October at 7 p.m. For more information and to register, visit renegadeactivist.org or check out Renegade Activists on all the socials. A 3CR supporter.